Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Bees and butterflies are the most familiar pollinators to gardeners, and we encourage people to plant nectar and larva sources for the bees and butterflies. But did you know there are other ways for Mother Nature to pollinate that doesn't involve bees and butterflies? How about bats and slugs? Tom and I are going to discuss all the various methods Mother Nature provides to us. Join us with your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you could text us at 23680. I'm joining Tom McCubbin and Joni. Tom Benson's at the controls, so grab your favorite morning beverage and join us for all the dirt you need to grow your lawn and garden. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This is Dr. Christine Caulfield, CEO of LSF Health Systems, here with today's mental health tip. One of the best things you can do for your mental health is help others. Research shows that serving others improves our ability to manage stress and increases satisfaction with life. Now is a great time to give back and improve your mental health while you're at it.
This PSA campaign is brought to you by the Florida Association of Managing Entities.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing. Instant cash and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Did you know there are two processes to pollinate flowers and fruit? One is biotic, which means by living creatures, and the other is abiotic, which means the process is by non-living methods. Put on your thinking caps and we're going to have a quiz on the many ways Mother Nature pollinates our flowers, fruits, and vegetables. Thank you for staying with us this second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. My name is Teresa Watkins, and I'm a landscape designer, author, and garden communicator. You can be part of the program by calling with your gardening questions to 407-916-5400 and texting Tom at 23680. The webpage is up for June 2020, and you can check out betterlawns.com. Tom's Got His Do's. You gotta read Tom's Got a Do's and What's Blooming. And you can also go to the website and you can email your questions directly to Tom to answer you. Tom Benson's at the controls. Joni, Tom, and I are in our offices, and I think we have this down pat. Tom, what do you think?
You know, it's about time we get it down pat, that's for sure. Although I had trouble with my headset today. You know, I want my money back. I don't know.
I understand your frustration. So we're ready for your calls and text questions. Thank you very much, Jean. Thank you for calling back. And Tom, Joni, and Tom Benson, there's many ways to pollinate. So let's do a quiz. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to say the pollination method, and you guys tell me if it's biotic, which means living, or abiotic, non-living method. Okay? So okay. The first one is anomaly. I'm going to say this.
You can't answer the quiz question if you can't pronounce the word.
Anomaly. Okay? That's A-N-E-M-O-P-H-I-L-Y. Anomaly. What is that? Biotic or abiotic?
Biotic.
Tom?
I'll go biotic.
Okay, Joni?
She's saying biotic too.
Biotic? Okay, well, this is pollination by wind, anomaly. And it's pollinated by grass plants and sedges. That's how they get pollinated, and it's abiotic. So
abiotic.
The next one's okay. Abiotic, yes. Okay. And so the next one is cantharophyllae. Cantharophyllae. Okay, I'm going to mess this up now terribly. Cantharophyllae, that's what, biotic or abiotic?
I'm going to stick with biotic.
I'll go with abiotic.
Now, and Joni's going to go.
Says, I'll go with you, Tommy.
Biotic.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Well, it is biotic. Okay. It's pollination by a beetle. Okay. So beetles. So now this one's easier to say. Hydrophily. Hydrophily, is that abiotic or biotic?
Okay, now I figure hydro, anything with hydro has got water in it, and so I'm going abiotic.
Okay.
I don't know.
Tom?
Okay, Tom, I'll say it's you.
I say biotic.
Okay, it is abiotic, because Tom, you're right. It's pollination by water, and that's how aquatic plants like seagrasses and ribbonweed become pollinated. Okay, so this one's a good one. Malacophyllae. Now, is that biotic or abiotic?
I'll go biotic.
Okay, Tom.
Joni's going to do it the easy way, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
It is biotic, and it's pollination by snails.
I know. Okay. That's a neat one. Yeah.
This is the rarest form of pollination, but this is how some of the plants in the morning glory family are pollinated. And so the last one is ornithophyllae. Ornithophyllae, that's it. Ornithophyllae, say that.
Well, it'd be from whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's got to be related to insects, and so it's biotic.
Okay, it is biotic, but it's pollination by birds.
By birds, okay.
By birds, okay.
Ornithology, so what I'm thinking of, birds, right.
Yes, you are. And so so like the hummingbirds and the yellow-plumed honey eaters, they pollinate the plants that they feed from. So that's really cool. So let me just tell you a couple of the other ones real quick. Chirotophyllae is pollination by bats. Entomophyllae is pollination by insects. And then melittophyllae is pollination by a bee. And then myrmecophyllae is pollination by ants. And then necroleptophyllae is pollination by a carrion beetle. So aren't those are pretty cool. And there's so many more. Zoophyllae is pollination by animals. So
yeah.
That's
you know,
really
the one
neat.
You were the one you said there, orthophyllae, I was thinking of the feijoa and the pineapple guava is what most people call it, and where the birds come in and pollinate those. I do know that. Which
yeah,
is
and so and that's why you see the fruit on the inside of the the shrub. They're not on the outside. So
yeah.
It's pretty cool. So, you know, we're pollination is very important. So how can we attract pollinations? Tom, what's your feeling about butterfly houses and bee houses?
I don't think they work. They're attractive. Nice to see wasps. They have little wasp houses also. I just think they're attractive, but I don't know that I've ever seen butterflies using them. Have you?
No. And, you know, they said that they're used more up north during the wintertime so they can kind of hibernate in those houses. But they said they really don't work. And it's just more for garden art. So, appreciate that. But they are pretty and they make it look nice. And you know who likes them, Joni? Anoles and lizards.
Oh, yeah. They'll curl up in them. I have seen them in them. Yeah.
That's the only thing I've seen in my butterfly houses and bird houses. So, you know, pollination's important. So I just wanted to mention that we have certain events going on in Florida for National Pollinators Week, and that's June 22nd through the 28th. And one that I was really impressed by was here in Orlando. The Orlando sign at the Citrus Bowl complex is going to be lit orange in celebration of National Pollinator Week.
How about that? Huh.
And so the lighting is going to take place the evening of June 22nd. And the people responsible for that is the Florida Wildlife Foundation.
Oh, very good.
So that's very cool. And so I'm going to look for that, whether we drive by the Citrus Bowl on the 22nd or not. I'm hoping they're going to show it on TV, too, as well. And then the check out your local county extension gardens for different events that they're going to be having this week. And then one of the best things that I saw that's happening is in Tampa. And they're going to have a native milkweed sale next week. It's going to be June 27th at 9 a.m. in the morning. And it is going to be on 3900 West San Juan Street, Tampa. You can call the Tampa Bay Butterfly Foundation for the number and if you have any questions. And that is 813-748-7098. And so that they can give you information. And that's Anita Camacho. She is the president of the Butterfly Conservatory of Tampa Bay, and they're doing a native milkweed sale. So I'm really pleased to have that. So, Tom, what do you think are some of the ways that we can have more pollinators at home?
You know, I think more flowers is one thing. And one of my favorites, the pentas, it just brings in the butterflies and hummingbirds, which all have to do with pollination, I'm sure. So the more the better. You know, I was thinking of this milkweed sale, and I was just thinking, you know, how many plants it's going to take, because as soon as the caterpillars find them, they're just going to devour them.
They will. They'll be eating them right when you take them home.
So buy plenty of them is what we're saying. But the other thing, you know, pick your time to spray the yard if you need to, you know, so that you're not spraying when all the pollinators are out, especially in the vegetable garden.
That's true. And just, you know, so that when you're going out, you don't necessarily need to use a monthly or bi-monthly or quarterly basis for spraying outdoors, because you are killing the beneficials that are out there, too, as well. So you'd want to, if you have a bug problem, take care of it. That's important, you know, but we recommend spot treating more than
pick anything them off.
Else.
You know, stomp on, do the bug stomp, jitterbug stomp or something.
So just to wrap this up, pollination.org has a wonderful, beautiful pollinator poster. If you'd like to order one for your office or your store or just for your home, it's just a gorgeous plant poster, and that's at pollination.org. And then also, too, I'm very happy to say that the University of Florida has a great publication that you can download. It's called The Butterflies of Florida. And how you find it is just Google Butterflies of Florida and then the acronym EDIS, EDIS. And this publication tells you everywhere that the butterflies get their nectar and larva sources and in what parts of the state. If you plant a plant for a butterfly that's not even in your region, you're going to be disappointed because you're not going to see it. So it tells you what butterflies are in your area and what they need to attract it. And I was very pleased to see that, you know, sticks and trees and shrubs, just regular debris in the compost pile is good for butterflies.
Yeah. One thing I learned a long time ago, they like a little water, puddles of water, and so they'll come in for them also, which is kind of neat. So put those out.
Also. I call those puddle stations. You have to have puddle stations in your butterfly garden. So I like that because butterflies have six legs, so they need something flat. And then when the water, they need to be like a muddy area. They love mud.
They do. Hey, I've got something interesting here. This is a text message, and this one's from Krista. Guess where she's from? She's from Arkansas.
Oh, well.
And she just wanted to say she's enjoying the show. She gets it up online, of course, and she loves the foliage and greenery of Florida, interested in learning more about it, and she wanted to get our number where everybody can call in. That's 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400, and she came through on the text line at 23680.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Tom, you want to take a phone call?
I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break first?
We got a break. Is the time coming up? Oh, there you go. So let's take a break. Gene and Richard, you just stay on the lines. We're going to be right back with you. And this is Better Lawns and Gardens. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We're back with more Better Lawns and Gardens and your phone calls and text messages. You can call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. Tom McCubbin and I and Joni and Tom Benson's, we're all here for you, and we will take your calls and also your text messages. Tom, we do have a lot of text message.
Yes, we do. We have a bunch of them, but I think the phone calls probably come first, right?
Okay, there we go. Jean in Winter Garden, good morning.
Good morning. It's winter spring.
Hi, Jean.
But, that's all right. My question, actually, I have a couple questions. Primarily on grapes. They're doing beautifully, but now I'm having all these new pieces that are coming out, and with the tentacles on them, they want to grab everything in sight. What do I do with them? Do I just kind of weave them in with the existing line of grapes, or do I cut them?
You know, you normally leave them. They're providing food for the plant and feeding the stems and root system. You know, unless they're really in the way, you normally leave them.
Okay, good. I'll just weave them in because it'll help hide the grapes so that the birds and the
squirrels there you go.
That's a good choice.
Also, my basil, at the top of the basil, it's starting to form like a little cabbage, and I've tried to open it up to see if there was anything in there, and there's just little dots. It's nothing moving. What's causing that? And it seems to be killing out the existing basil.
Teresa?
Should I?
Yeah, you can go ahead and how tall was the basil?
You can cut off the top of it there, the herb.
Yeah, just go ahead and cut it off.
Yeah.
Just
now,
cut that off.
What that is the flowering portion of it. And
Yeah,
and so you probably want to keep that off. You have to realize basil is an annual. And so you can keep it going by using it, by keeping it from flowering for a certain period of time, but it hits
but
a point in time when it's just going to go ahead and deteriorate. So you may be getting near that time. But otherwise, that's the flower portion. Just go ahead and cut it off and keep using what grows back.
There you go.
I'm running into what I think is a little snake. It's probably about 7 to 8 inches long. It's a kind of a mauve, brownish, pinkish. And it's always under rocks, and I never see a mature snake like this. It's always a small one, and I know it's not a worm for sure.
It's probably a skink or a salamander.
Yeah, or a worm lizard.
No, it looks it's the size of a worm, but it's definitely a snake.
Kind of pinkish color.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a worm lizard. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anything. It's down there feeding on insects and pests in the ground. So, but it's actually a type of lizard, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yep,
all right, thank
lizard.
You so much, Jean.
Under a rock. It's always
a
rock.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't want to be seen. It's waiting there for supper to come or lunch or breakfast or whatever. Yep, so it's okay.
There you go. Thank you. Let's go to Richard in Sanford. Good morning, Richard.
Well, good morning. I'd like to give a little shout-out to Dutch Mill over there. They've been around for about 60 years. Are you familiar with them?
Oh, yes, certainly have. Great nursery, which sells wholesale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love them. That's where I get all my tomatoes. I just lost my last one a couple weeks ago from September. But what I called you about was... sunflowers, you know, they look pretty nice, and they're pretty much a year-round, aren't they?
No, they're an annual.
Yeah, well, except for the dead of winter, we can grow them as annuals, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the only other thing, you know, I'm kind of one of those guys, if you can't eat it, I don't want it. Well, that makes sense, you know. I mean,
yeah. So yeah, a lot of people like that today.
Yeah, but I got a tree out here that's they grew it from an orange, but it's not grafted. So what I can graft it with is either a key lime or a grapefruit or my navel. I'm thinking of doing the key lime, and is this a good time of year? Might as well take a shot, right?
Yeah, yep. You know, we can graft year-round. This would be one of the times, yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, that key lime is, what a wonderful plant that is. It blooms year-round. You know, when it flowers out, it comes out so many, and you can get continuous fruit year-round. Would it help to do, like, some of that tomato spray to kind of hold the flowers on or anything?
No, that normally doesn't work on the citrus fruits. Just give it normal care, and you should be just fine. You don't want it to overproduce also. That will weaken the tree. Yeah.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling.
Roy at Windermere.
Hello, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Pardon me?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, top of the morning to you. I was wondering how thick of a mill, I guess they call it, a mill to solar bake your soil with the visqueen?
I use 4 mil. Teresa?
I use 4 mil too as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
It's easy to get.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
He's talking about, for those who don't know, he's talking about the thickness of the clear plastic that we use. And you can go up to 6 mil if you want. I think you're spending extra money you don't need because you're only going to keep it down for about 6 to 8 weeks at the maximum.
Okay. Yeah, I figure that there's nothing else you can do for nematodes, right?
Baking them out's about it right at the moment, yeah. Yeah, there is a commercial product, but not available for homeowner usage.
Now, when I add to the soil, is it good just after I solar bake it just to top it or to turn it over into the soil?
No, everything you want to put in that soil should be down when you're going to do solarization. When you come back, you should be ready to plant. If you want to put a top dressing as a mulch, that's fine, but we don't significantly till the soil. That will mess up the treatment.
Oh, okay. So when I put it down before I put the visqueen down, should I till that into the soil?
Yes, and make sure everything's nice and moist.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much,
Roy.
Appreciate it. We have Earl in Orlando. Good morning, Earl.
Morning.
Well, good morning. My question has to do with a bleeding heart vine.
Sure.
My neighbor has one growing, and it's absolutely beautiful. My question is, will it thrive? Will it survive in full sun?
Teresa?
Yes. Yes, it will. It loves full sun. It will also grow in the shade, too, as well, but it likes full sun. I have mine growing in the full sun.
Yeah, I would say full sun's a better location, right?
Yeah. It'll flower more in full sun.
Well, it's interesting because the old neighbor's care tag, whatever, it said only morning, 3 hours of morning sun, so that's why I was a little concerned.
Yeah, no.
Now, as long as it's acclimated. So if you buy one that's been growing in full sun, you know, it'll do just fine. If you have one that's been growing in the shade and you move it to full sun, it may get a little bit of sunburn, but then it'll grow right back. The leaves will come right out and it'll be fine.
Well, just so you all know, y'all just made my Father's Day. Thank you.
Good. Happy Father's Day.
You're welcome. That's wonderful. Tom, how about text messages? I don't have any
more
phone.
Got a lot of them. One of them here, they want you to repeat the website for the butterfly bulletin.
Okay, that butterfly bulletin is, you just want to Google Butterflies of Florida, and then E, capital D, capital I, capital S. So EDIS, Butterflies of Florida, EDIS, and it is a fantastic publication. On butterflies, and it's very interesting, and it provides a lot of good resources for the entire state. So it doesn't matter what region you are in Florida, they have information on butterflies in your area.
Sounds good. Okay, here's another one. Can I grow watermelon in my late August garden? And I'll answer that. Yes, you can. We normally plant them around the 1st of August, actually. So you don't want to wait too long because it does take approximately 100, 120 days to produce a watermelon. So you can do them. Here's one for you, Teresa. Is it too late to plant wildflower seeds like black-eyed Susan and others?
Yeah, it's a little too late. They do better if you plant them in the fall. If you have transplants, you can go ahead and put them in, but seeds you want to do in the fall, and then that way they grow over the wintertime, and they'll be good to go for spring next year.
Sounds good. Okay, let me do another one here, and I'll get me kind of caught up a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see. Can I dig up and move established Turk's cap and also fig trees at this time of the year? It's risky. That's what I would say. You do a lot of moving of plants and things like that, Teresa. What do you think?
I do, and you know, it's one of the ways that I do it is I kind of root prune first for a couple of weeks if I have that opportunity to that luxury of time, and I water them real well after I root prune them. And then I have the hole ready when I move them 2 weeks later and water the hole real well and keep them watered after I transplant them. And you got, you know, a 50 to 60% chance of it surviving. The Turk's cap, I think you'll have no problem with. The fig, you just want to be really careful about moving it this time of the year.
And you have to remember that you're a professional at this, so you know exactly what you're doing. The average homeowner, I think, is going to probably almost get the plants bare root.
Bare root, exactly, yeah.
If that's the case, then your chances go down.
It does. And so it's always iffy. We don't guarantee transplants, you know, at any time of the year. So you just want to make sure you get a good root ball and make sure that they're watered well. And that water will help if you root prune them and then water them. And good luck.
Yeah. And make sure they're nice
I pray.
And moist. Make sure they're nice and moist before you move them also.
Yes, that's very true. Very true.
Sounds good. Want to take a break?
We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with more of your calls, 407-916-5400, or you can do a text message to Tom, and that's 23680. We're going to be right back after more of our commercials and advertiser sponsorship, so we'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. And we are taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. We're discussing National Pollinators Week this week, June 22nd through the 28th. So we can answer questions about pollinators or anything about your lawn and garden. You can give us a call. Tom, do we have text messages there?
We do have text messages, and here's one for you. You mentioned root pruning, and they want to know, what is root pruning?
Root pruning. Okay, so when you move a plant, and even when you plant a plant, the roots, when they get disturbed or broken or cut, they go through a type of stress. And so when that stress can be damaging to the plant. And so when you root prune a shrub that you're going to move, then if you do it a couple of weeks ahead of time, depending on how large the plant or shrub is, then you send it into kind of mini shock, and it starts to immediately put out more new roots, because that's its going to survival method. So when it goes into kind of shock, it puts out new roots. So by the time you cut it full and at the bottom and move it, it's already starting to have grown some new roots and starting to produce those roots to survive. So that's root pruning. You don't have to do it on really small plants, but the larger plants, it helps. What do you think, Tom?
So what you're doing is you're taking a shovel and you're going around the plant,
yes,
kind of forming the root ball that you're going to move, right?
Right. You cut it all the way around. You make sure you feel like you're cutting the roots, and then, but don't cut underneath. So you don't lift it out. Yeah. Just cut the sides. And again, depending on how large it is how deep you have to go. And usually a 3-gallon plant or a 5-7 gallon plant, you can feel the roots and you want to just cut those. And what that does is it sends it into a shock and it starts to produce more roots.
Yeah, keep it nice and moist after that.
Always. Yeah, the watering it will be the secret to getting it to move well and be successfully thriving. So
there you go. I got a number of them here. Need some good recommendations to keep bugs from eating my pumpkins before they ripen. I found some pumpkins with green worms. Those will be pickle worms or melon worms. And the easiest thing is natural controls, Thericide, or you can get a product that contains spinosad, as I like to say, mm-hmm. And those will help you out to keep the worms down. As soon as you see any damage or any leaf feeding, grab one of those natural products.
Tom, do you suggest putting it on before they see them?
I don't do it before. I guess some people might, but I do it as soon as I start to see any damage occurring. And normally these melon worms and pickle worms will start off feeding the foliage first.
Okay, yeah, so just keep an eye on your garden on a daily basis.
Yep. So if anybody wants to give us a call, now is a good time, 407-916-5400. I'll say it slow again, 916-5400. Let's see what we have here. I have a number of them. This is one here. This is for you. Can you trim dwarf bougainvillea now without harming flowering?
Yes, you can. You're not going to see the bracts, if you cut them all off for a little while, but you can always cut bougainvillea any time of the year. If it's in a way, a branch that's in the way, or it's going to, hurt someone, you can always cut those, but it's just going to flush back out again, but you may not see blooms or the bracts for another 2-3 months.
Yeah, and actually the bougainvillea, the major flowering time is during the late fall, winter, and spring. So now many of them are kind of winding down. Many of them are still in flower also. Mm-hmm. But I say if you need to do pruning, this would be the time to do it. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Okay. Here they got a problem. I don't know what I can help them, but I'll try. It says, recommendations to keep squirrels from eating my peaches.
that's going to be a hard one.
Yeah, the only thing you can do probably is put some type of covering around the peaches, or you can try a hot pepper spray. Some people are very successful with hot pepper sprays. They do market such a thing, mm-hmm. and so you might give that a try. Any other suggestions?
No, the pepper sprays do work, and there's Plant Skids has a product out that is a repellent, and that I've had really good luck with that. But squirrels are kind of tough. They eventually learn to like the pepper sprays, I think.
Yeah, all of a sudden they like hot peppers.
They do. I think they get used to it after a while. You know, when I was little, I used to suck my thumb and my mom would put some yucky stuff on it that wouldn't taste so good. But, you know, after you suck your thumb for a little while, it comes off. So.
I remember that. We used to do that for our little kids, too. Yeah. Horrible stuff.
It was, but eventually if it stays wet enough, it's going to come off.
There you go. Okay, here's another one here. A serviceberry tree was planted in my yard in mid-February by the city of Tallahassee. It's barely leafed out, and the few leaves are covered in aphids. What should I do?
Oh, that's tough. It doesn't sound like it's doing well at all, is it? You know, so I would just make sure that it's getting adequate water and that the aphids go ahead and, you know, you can use the organic methods, the spinosad, or just like spraying water on the aphids will get them off too. But you want to make sure it's getting enough moisture.
Yeah, insecticidal soap or neem oil would help out there. Many people throughout the state do not know the serviceberry, which is the amelanchier, and it is for the more northern portions of the state. Great fall color, if it's not, it's just not establishing well. I mean, it probably is a root problem, really. So mm-hmm. your thought of keeping the soil moist is going to help. But they've been getting a fair amount of rain in Tallahassee, so
yeah.
It's just going to, you know, this one's on the borderline.
If the city planted it, maybe they can, you know, come out and look at it and make a judgment whether it needs to be replaced or not.
Yeah, otherwise, just, you know, if it was in my yard, I would just give it the best care possible and hope a lot and pay the preacher.
That's true.
Yep. Time for a break.
There you go. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. Stay tuned. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
My dad's power pack phrase number 10, writing crystallizes thought and thought motivates action. I'm a Yale Legal Pad guy. For most of my life, my Yale Legal Pad was a sub for the computer. When I pastored, I was the only person on our staff who never owned or used a computer. I wanted to die computer illiterate. Sadly, those days finally came to an end. But I still believe my dad's saying is true. There's something about writing things down that clarifies our thinking, especially when dealing with problems and challenges where we're looking for solutions. This is why I'm so thankful that God worked powerfully in the lives of about 40 people to give us His perfectly true Word of God, the Bible. Because, you see, we can clearly know Him and know how to live with the Bible. Struggling with clarity? Are you stuck? Write out your thoughts before God. Seek His wisdom. Remember, writing crystallizes thought, and thought motivates action. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Teresa Watkins. I'm with Tom and Joni and Tom, and we're taking your phone calls and text messages 407-916-5400, or you can text at 23680. Tom, you said we've still got lots of texts coming in.
We do have lots. It seems like people are interested in doing the text technique today, and that's just fine. For instance, Charles from Rockledge here, he says, my question is, you mentioned putting iron on your lawn. Where do you purchase iron? And garden centers have liquid iron. They also have the minor nutrient sprays that you can use on your lawn, normally under the Sunnyland or Southern Ag labels. And there's actually some forms of granular iron that you can put out. I think Scott's has one of those available also. So check with your garden center. You won't have any trouble finding iron or a minor nutrient product that you can put down on your turf. Let's see, my 4-year-old southern high bush blueberries are in decline. I fertilize them regularly with Hollytone, keep watered, use micronutrients, soil pH checks at 5.7. They're losing their leaves little by little. Teresa, what do you think?
I still think that pH is a little low for them. They need to be in the 4.5 to 5.5. So I don't know if that's have anything to do with it. How much water they're getting could be another issue.
Yeah, the higher pH at 5.7 is not helping. So
no,
we need
not.
To have it down at 4.5 to about 5.2 if we can. And using azalea camellia fertilizer certainly will help there, keep mm-hmm. it down some. Losing leaves little by little, that sounds to me like a moisture problem. And with all the rains and everything, I can't tell you it's not too much moisture. Just make sure that the plants are in a area that gets good drainage. Otherwise, right. you may have problems.
And good sunlight, too. So, you know, that may be an issue, too, if it's in too much
sunlight. Yeah, good sunlight would be the other one. And I can't tell you that losing a few leaves as the plants become stressed isn't normal. So it sounds like they're doing everything right. Like we said, the pH is a little high, but using azalea camellia fertilizer, whether it's holly jelly tone or whatever it is will be fine. I don't think it's necessary to put the micronutrients on, but you can. And keep moist but not overly wet. Okay? Teresa, anything else, or is that it?
Yes, we do. We have for the blueberries? No, I think that's it. I think we need to check the pH and then also the moisture, make sure it's getting everything it needs. So I think that's good. Oh, Joanne in Merritt Island's got a question on blueberries. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
And Ms. Watson?
Yeah, Teresa.
I had a couple of questions, and I'm glad that it's not out of place. I had hesitated to call earlier. But I'm fixing to plant some blueberries, and I was wondering if you had a variety preference for the area around Alachua, between Newberry and Alachua.
You have an option up there. You can plant either the high bush or the rabbit eye. And here's what I suggest you do. Get a hold of the University of Florida's publication on blueberries. It will have all the up-to-date varieties listed. And you could grow either one of them there. As you come down the state, it's the high bush blueberry. But as you move up the state, especially in your area northward, you can grow the rabbit eye also. So get the publication. It will have all the varieties listed for you.
May I follow up with one quick question?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I've been told the rabbit eye is not as good as the high bush. Is that so? I mean, I've never tasted rabbit eye.
I tend to like the high bush more myself, but there's a lot of people that like the rabbit eye, and they do have the great blueberry taste and everything. So you're just going to have to decide on your own, I think, but the high bush seem to be fine. Yep.
There you go. Thank you so much, Joanne. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. Tom, you got text?
Yes, I do. And this here is from Teresa. Says she loves the show. And they want us to go over one more time when you're resting the garden as far as adding compost and soil amendments before covering a plot for solarization. Do you recommend a plastic covering to control weeds while the garden is dormant? You know, the plastic covering will help with the weeds, but it doesn't always keep them down like you think it would.
Right.
But definitely work in all the compost, the soil amendments, and then put down the clear plastic. You need it down for about 6 to 8 weeks for solarization. Teresa, anything to add to that?
No, that's exactly the way you do it.
Very good, very good. We're going to come up on our end of the program here shortly, but we want to remind everybody, Happy Father's Day. And in the very beginning, Teresa, we had at least your suggestion was a good one.
Yeah, well, you know, you want to make sure you give Dad appreciation, and giving him a gift is important. And so, yeah, Happy Father's Day to my dad. I'm going to see him. We're going to take him lunch at. So I'm looking forward to that. We want to thank Tina McIntyre for coming. Always great, helpful Florida-friendly tips. And celebrate National Pollinators Week. Let's go out and plant some butterfly plants. And I think the butterflies and the bees will appreciate that. If you still have a gardening question, then go ahead and contact us on Facebook or by email. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. Take care, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.